the reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, text 1 and 2. So, Canto 6, Chapter 15, the saints Narada and Angira instruct in King Chitraketu. So, verse 1, Shri Shuka Uvacha Uchatur Vritakopante Patitam Vritakopamam Shokabhibhutam Rajanam Bodhayantau Sat Uktibihi. Shri Shukara Goswami said, while King Chitraketu, overcome by lamentation, lay like a dead body at the side of the dead body of his son, the two great sages, Narada and Angira, instructed him about spiritual consciousness as follows. So text 2. Yam Syat Tava Rajendra Bhavan Yam Anushochati Tvam Chasya Katamaha Shrishtav Puredanim Ataha Param Koyam Syatava Rajendra Bhavanyam Anushochati Tvam Chasya Katamam Srishtau Puredanim Atak Param Koyam Syatava Rajendra Bhavanyam Anushochati Tvam Chasya Katamak Srishtau Puredanim Atak Param Koyam Syatava Rajendra Bhavanyam Anushochati Tvam Chasya Katamak Srishtau Puredanim Atak Param. Kaha, who, I am, this, Syat, is, Tava, to you, Raja Indra,
oh
best of kings,
Bhavan,
your lordship,
Yam,
whom
Anushochate
laments over,
Tvam,
you,
Cha,
and
Asya,
to him, the dead body, the dead boy, sorry. Katamaha,
who?
Srishtau,
in the birth.
Pura,
previously.
Idanim,
at
this time, at the present.
Atahaparam,
and hereafter, in the future. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. O King, what relationship does the dead body for which you lament have with you, and what relationship do you have with him? You may say that you are now related as father and son, but do you think this relationship existed before? Does it truly exist now? Will it continue in the future? Purport. The instructions given by Narada and Angira Muni are the true spiritual instructions for the illusion conditioned soul. This world is temporary, but because of our previous karma, we came here and accept bodies, creating temporary relationships in terms of society, friendship, love, nationality and community, which are all finished at death. These temporary relationships did not exist in the past, nor will they exist in the future. Therefore, at the present moment, the so-called relationships are illusions. Hare Krishna. So, here we are learning something from King Chitraketu's lamentation. It's understandable that he laments, right, because he really wanted son. He got what, 10 million wives. He could not get son. Then, by the mercy of Angira Muni, he got the benediction and he got a son. But is he happy? He got attached. He seemingly was happy. And then, when he lost his son, he was ready to die. So, it's very, very, very difficult now for the conditioned soul to understand just how to deal with situations like this. That's why, Krishna is being presented to us by the acharyas. We have Bhagavad Gita, to learn from the situations, because at some point it will also happen to us. Our relatives will be dying, our friends will be dying, we will die. And what about that? We cannot avoid it, but what we can do, we can change, purify the consciousness, so then when we are going to die, or when somebody whom we know is going to die, then we can actually properly understand what's happening. The example of when Abhimanyu left his body on the Kurukshetra battlefield, Arjuna was bewildered for some time. It was only by the mercy of Krishna that, he went to the heavenly planets, he saw that, okay, now he got back where he came from. And he didn't need Arjuna, he didn't see any relationship, you know, to Arjuna as his father. He just did his duty. So, if we understand it that way, that we have some duty towards our relatives, towards our children, and do our best to elevate them in Krishna consciousness, then situations like that will not be so difficult to take it. In fact, in the next chapter, Srila Prabhupada, now he describes how, okay, King Chitrakedu, right? Now he's thinking about, it was my son, and then now he died, everything finished for me, I have nothing left. Then, okay, so what Narada Muni does, all right, I'll bring your son back. And he actually brings his son back, so that the soul gets back into the body of the little boy, and then he awakens, and then Narada Muni, no, he said, look, if you want, you can stay in this body, this is your father, this is your mother, you can continue this life, so you don't have to die. Do you want that? Who are these people? This is not my father, this is not my mother, I don't know them. Now I want to go to my destination, next destination, whatever it is. I don't want to stay. And Chitraketu was completely, you know, taken aback. His delusion was cleared. Now he understood. And Srila Prabhupada, he comments, okay, he lamented because he thought it was his son. But he could have also think otherwise. He could have thought, well, the son who was born to me was my former enemy. And he got born and died just to make me suffer. So now, since he is dead, I should be happy. Because he was my enemy in previous life. It's all about the consciousness. What do we get attached to? If our consciousness is right, there is no point of lamentation. Of course, the top consciousness, not topmost, is what we are aiming for. Anandamayi. Anything below, well, some are good, as Srila Prabhupada categorized them. There are the first three, Anamoy, Pranamoy, and Manamoy. They are materialistic. They are not good. Even though 99% of the world runs on those. But not good. Vigyanamoy, then it's a consciousness which takes us to Daivi Varnashrama, so dharma, but dharma connected to Krishna. That dharma will elevate us if we follow Guru Sadhu Shastra to the highest, Anandamayi. And that's the transcendental platform in which we don't care. We don't care for the material body. Like the example of Jada Bharat. He, after he, you know, Bharat Maharaj, then okay, he fell down somewhat, but he remembered Krishna even when he took birth as a deer, and he quickly finished his lifetime, and then he got born as a Jada Bharat. But he knew what is his duty. So he didn't want to get into anything. So his father, being a Brahmana, so naturally then Brahmana's sons, then he would give him Upanayanam, he would try to teach him, you know, Brahmanical standards. He got the Upanayanam, but he didn't want to get into anything. So just he pretended he's dumb. He doesn't understand anything. Doesn't want to get into anything. So he just was like crazy. So at some point, then father gave up. He didn't teach him no anything more. But he should have been grateful, right? Jada Bharat, okay, father wants to teach me something, I should know really learn. But no, because he already knew that what's his duty. He knew what he's supposed to do. So same like Yayati Maharaj, right? He has a few sons, and he desired to get younger. But the only way, now how he could have gotten back his youth, was if anybody would agree to exchange it. So naturally, okay, go to your sons, they are young, and then they will naturally take the old age from the father and then give their youth. So that's what he thought. So then he goes and he asks first this eldest Yadu. So he refused. So did the other ones. He was the last one, the youngest, Puru. He agreed. Now the Shastra, in Bhagavatam, the sons who refused, they are condemned. That's not good. Father asked, they should give it. But Yadu, the eldest son, he is not condemned. He was not criticized for that. So how is that? The other ones are, Puru is celebrated, the middle sons are, they are condemned, but Yadu is, no problem. Because he had a mission. Yadu was the Acharya of the Yadu dynasty. He didn't want to delay anymore, for the Yadu dynasty to appear, so then Krishna can start his pastimes. He had his reason. But the reasons are transcendental. So if we have transcendental reasons, anything material can be overcome. So we have to be very conscious to maintain the consciousness. Avoid anamoy, pranamoy, manamoy. It won't help. Vijnanamoy. That's the place to start. Ananamoy is a place to achieve. Now, how do we maintain the consciousness? Okay, it's a question. What changes consciousness? How can you shape up your consciousness? How can you purify your consciousness? How can you develop consciousness? What does it depend on? What is what's the process? And we should know it, right? Because consciousness is the most important thing we are working on. What are we? We are International Society for Krishna Consciousness. So it's consciousness which we have to care about. So then, how do we change our consciousness? Huh? Okay. Yes. How do we please Krishna? Okay. So how do you please anyone? Okay, yeah. So then, following instructions, following Guru Sadhu Shastra. But what's the element? Okay, so then Srila Prabhupada instructs us, okay, just chant the holy name, do service. So we chant the holy name, we do the service, I don't feel any change in my consciousness. No, nothing is happening. In fact, I don't like chanting. I'm chanting for so long and now I don't like to do this service. It's too much. No taste. Why? It shouldn't be. I mean, we followed. Right? Took initiation. I'm chanting minimum 16 rounds. But I don't feel a change. Why? Yeah, okay, so I'm working on to change my consciousness, but it's not changing. You can chant in the, you know, the best association you can have, and still you can, you know, maintain all your materialistic desires. So your consciousness will not change. You can be in the holy dhamma and think about the most mundane, gross things which downgrade your consciousness but not elevate your consciousness. So how is that you are chanting 16 rounds but still not happening? Why? Offenses, that's desire, yes. Desire is actually the single thing which the jiva can do. What can we do? I mean, we are not this body, nothing belongs to us, we are in the foreign place. And everything is controlled by Krishna, not by us, even the body. So if we want to do something with the body, we have to desire that. And then through Paramatma it will happen. But if Paramatma doesn't want it to happen, it won't happen. So, okay, desire. So we desire that we want to purify our consciousness. That's a very good step. That's what we should do. So desire, okay, I want to purify my consciousness, I want to develop it, I want to be a pure devotee, I'm going to chant my 16 rounds, I'm going to follow all the principles, I'm going to do whatever my guru asked me to. But still, it may not work fully. We are doing something. Then with that something, with the activity which we are doing, there is something also important. Something goes with it. And if that something is not there, the activity you can consider useless. Yes? Okay. Attachment to Krishna, yes. And if you would want to say it in one word, what would like attachment to Krishna be? What does depend if you are attached to Krishna or you are not attached to Krishna? Not attitude, well, mood. It's the mood. Like now, Srila Prabhupada also, he encourages we should chant with such focus, like that this is our last moment. You should think, maybe I will not get another moment to chant, so I should chant now with full attention. Everything should be not thinking that, oh, anyway, I'll chant tomorrow, mañana. It's not like this. So it's the mood. If you do activity with the proper mood, the activity has wonderful result. It is the result Shastra talks about. If you do the same activity with wrong mood, the result will not be there or it will be different. Who was the Muni? Well, he did the Yagya, right? And from Yagya, Vritrasara come. But because he chanted the swara, one swara, wrong, so instead of him being the enemy of Indra, then Indra becomes his enemy. And then instead of him killing Indra, then he gets killed by Indra. Just one swara, not even letter. Instead of chanting one swara long, then he did it short. And that does it. So, now, if we don't develop the right mood, then the result will not be there. If you have no right mood while performing devotional service, the result of devotional service will not be full. So, and if we have the right mood, we perform the activity, then the consciousness will change. I can give you, recent realization, which, at least for me, it very clearly, confirms this. In Malaysia, we were doing deity installation. And, we went for quite a few installations already. And as a part of the installation is that we do Shayan Adivas for the deities. Means you put the deities in bed overnight, on a bed of the grains, and you perform rituals. You nicely, take care, you light lamps, you give them some boga to eat, and you deal with them very personally. And then you put them to sleep on the bed, and you maintain silence. And the Shastra says actually that if it's done properly, then the deities change. They become, the luster of the deities changes. Then the features of the deities changes. And the deities become different just overnight. Okay, we had done it many times, and it didn't really happen. Something little bit maybe, but this last time, it was the first time actually we did it properly. It was the first time when the devotees gave us the full facility to do what we say we want to do. So we said it's going to be quiet. We said nobody takes darshan. The devotees arranged it. So when we put the deities to rest, there was nobody in the temple, and it was absolute silence. So then it was very nicely arranged, and the next day, as the Shastra says, the deities changed. There was a physical difference on the deities. So, what's the difference? It was in the mood. Anyway, what is it? Marble? No, they're not even in stock, right? So they are somewhere there. We need to finish here. We need to polish the floor. We need to do this. We need to do that. Okay, so you do this, we do that. That's what's happening before. The mood was not understood. And therefore the ritual didn't work. If the mood is understood and the ritual is done properly, it's not about the ritual. It's about the mood, how it's done. And therefore, the ritual is just the media. But it's about the consciousness through which then the result comes. So if we understand this, then we can translate it into not any of our activity, not any time in our life. And if we do that, then the activities will all be successful. There is no need for lamenting. But of course, we have to detach ourselves from the material attachments. We have to do that. And how do we do that? Again, the same thing. Desire, If you desire to get rid of materialistic attachments, Krishna will arrange it. If you are sincere, if you actually, no, not just saying it, but if you want to do it. It may not be very pleasant, but Krishna will help. But you have to be ready for it. Because it may come any time. But if you are just saying it and inside you know you don't want that, it won't happen, don't worry. Krishna will not take anything from you if you don't want it. Sometimes, well, when it's really on the conditioned platform, then yes, Krishna acts as a Mahama, it's your karma. No, it's your karma. You are supposed to get, you will get. You are supposed to lose, you lose. But when Yoga Maya now starts dealing with the devotee, so then sometimes devotee's desires, Krishna fulfills. But if the devotee has the desire, please Krishna, come to me as Hari. Take everything from me. Be very careful, because he will do that. But he will do that if you are ready, if you actually want to do it. Like another example, we can see Tukaram Maharaj. Before he was leaving for Vaikuntha, he said, well, I promised my friends I will take them with me. I have like four friends. Can I? And the Vishnu said, yeah, sure, bring them. So then he would go to each and every one, asking, my friend, please, let's go. Now is the time, now you can go with me. Yeah, yeah, I would like to go, but you see, my daughter is sick. Somebody has to take care. Right? The other one, well, I would like to go, but the crop is coming. If I don't do it, my family will suffer. I cannot go now. And nobody went. So, again, the mood was not understood. So we should be a little bit more careful about how we act, be prepared for. Now you see like Narada Muni, right? When his mother got bitten by a snake and left her body. So he was alone in the middle of forest. There was nobody else there. But he didn't lament. He immediately remembered the instructions of the sadhus, which were there some months before. So he went and just followed the instructions, just chanting the holy name. And he sat in the posture, and by that Krishna appeared. So he thought, okay, I have Krishna under my control. When I chant, he comes. So then he was very happy. And then, okay, they had nice exchange and everything. And then after that, again, he wanted to see Krishna. So again, he sat down and doing the same thing. Did Krishna come? No. He was a little, not distracted. How is that? Now I'm chanting. I'm chanting, I'm focusing, I'm purely chanting the Holy Name. He's not coming. What is this? So, and Krishna appeared as a voice. And just imagine. Well, in this life, you will not see me again. So he was really scared. He cannot be without Krishna. So what should he do? And Krishna said, well, when you chant, you will not be separated from me. You will always be with me. So then Narada Muni took it like this. And from that point, he just chants the Maha Mantra, chants Krishna's names. There's nothing else, and he is never separated from him. So it's up to us, right? How we maintain what are our agendas. Why do we chant? We should not end up like the Babaji in Vrindavan, who Also Babaji chanting, but he was very sad, Babaji. That's strange. I mean, Babaji, he has nothing to do, only chant the holy name, and he's sad. So then he narrated his story. He said that, well, I was a businessman, successful, and one day a sadhu comes to my house, and then he knocks on the door. I open and he requests, I think you should become my disciple. What? No, I don't think I'm ready for that. No, thank you very much, but I don't know. Oh, okay. So then sadhu goes away. Then he comes next time. And sadhu comes and knocks. Yes, but how can I help? You should become my disciple. No, sorry, I don't think I'm ready for it. I want to still enjoy. I cannot follow your instruction. No, it will not work. Okay. After some weeks later again, knock on the door. Now, you must become my disciple. What? You cannot force me to become it. No, you have to become my... No, I'm not going to be a disciple. Go, get lost. Okay. So then sadhu, he was a tantric. Then he summons powerful ghosts. And then he sends the ghost to bother that businessman. So then he becomes sick and he doesn't know what to do. No medicine works and he feels really bad. So then he has one friend and look, I'm sick, nothing works. I'm not getting cured. I don't know what it is. Please, can you help me? And then, the problem is that actually there is a ghost bothering you. Can you get rid of him? Well, I cannot, but I can recommend if you chant Hare Krishna, then the ghost will go away. So, okay, so he chants Hare Krishna, ghost goes away. But then the rule in the Tantra is that if the ghost cannot fulfill the mission, then he goes back to the person who sent him and then he kills the person. So the sadhu dies. Now he, being a powerful tantric, he become powerful ghost. So he himself goes and now he bothers the person. And he remembers the instruction of the friend. Well, okay, if I chant then he will go away. Okay, so he's chanting Hare Krishna. So he goes away. But when he stops chanting, he comes back. So then, okay, what should I do? Well, if I have to chant Hare Krishna, then I should become a Babaji. So he goes and becomes a Babaji just to chant. But not to please Krishna. He chants because when he chants, he's not being bothered. So then he is chanting always, but he has so many desires and he is lamenting, but he chants at the same time. So what benefit he gets? Do we want that? So we have to be very, very, very careful about the mood, about how we do things, because that determines whether our consciousness is being purified, elevated, or it's downgrading. And we should not think that, well, okay, I achieved some platform of consciousness, so now for the rest of my life, then I'm on this platform. I became a devotee, and because of that, I have some respect, I have this, I don't have to do anything else. Now, for the rest of my life, I will be on that platform. Devotional service is dynamic. Process. To maintain even the same position, you have to constantly put energy into it. If you stop putting energy, you go down. So as soon as you think that, oh, that's enough, I have achieved the position I wanted, I don't have to do anything else, you're already falling. So again, if you maintain the mood, that I want to be devotee, then there is no question of that you will ever think that you are not pure enough to stop. And in fact, that when one becomes purified, one wants even more to enter, you know, to develop attachment and affection for Krishna. So it becomes more subtle, but this become more subtle that the devotee becomes more and more desperate. So yeah, sorry, that is the mood. Okay, questions? We have 2 minutes. Yes, you are loud or you on the mic? In the back.
Thank you so much for the class. Special mercy of the Guru.
Yes.
Because the Guru is very important to say, but how do you also, how can you hear something about special mercy?
Now, Srila Prabhupada, okay, Srila Prabhupada, his appearance, he showers mercy onto everyone. So everybody can take the mercy. But I have heard Srila Prabhupada also comment that many of his disciples will not go to the not go to Goloka, they will go to heavenly planets. So how is that? What is the element which determines where you go? You can have the mercy of all the acharyas, you can have mercy of Krishna. And yes, if you desire to properly use it, you will get all the mercy and then you will achieve what's spoken. But if you don't want the mercy, not that, oh yeah, give me mercy, give me mercy. It's not like that. The mercy comes also with, you have to do something for it. If you maintain your attachments, then Krishna will not sever that attachments from you. See, there is a single reason for this. Krishna is ready. He loves all the jivas. There is no doubt about it. Do we love Krishna? As a pure soul, yes. But as a condition, we have other things to do. So until we have other things to do, Krishna will not bother us. You cannot enforce love onto anyone. Krishna, if he wants, he can purify us. But then if he purifies us, and then we will suddenly, oh, yes, now I love Krishna. Or it will be, yeah, I forgot, I wanted to do something. But I don't know, what was it? Love Krishna? Maybe something else. Maybe I wanted to just enjoy. I don't know. It got erased from my memory. So, as soon as you desire, Krishna, I have enough of this nonsense here. Please take me out of here. Krishna will do everything now to do that. But until we do that, we can get so much mercy and the results will be very minimal. Like in Melkote, Ramanujacharya, when he was eating some prasad and few crumbles fell into the river, into the lake there. So some fish ate it and then changed into went to Vaikuntha. And the disciples over there were, oh, look at them. Fish, such low creatures, eating crumbles of Mahaprasad, they go to Vaikuntha. Us eating every day Mahaprasad so much and we are still here. Why is that? The fish has no attachment, so then no, it didn't think about it. Crumble, just eat whatever comes. That's the nature. But because of that, immediate purification. But for us, we have attachments. So we maintain the attachments and therefore it stays. The example you can see, like, okay, father brings takes a son, right? He loves the son. Son loves the father. Okay, so now he brings him to a sandbox. Okay, now you go and play. The son forgets the father. He gets so absorbed in the game. He's playing here, and he's doing some building castles, and he's fighting, and he's doing so many things. The father is standing there, but the son doesn't notice him. So will the father stop liking the son? No, he is just watching. And he is waiting. And when the son figures out, oh, I'm hungry. So he runs there. Father, I'm hungry. Come, let's go home, we will eat now. That's what it is. Just desire. And father will arrange everything. But until then, the father is just watching and smiling. He's just observing. He's happy the son is playing. But if he calls, hey, stop playing, now we go. No, I want to play. No, we go. Will that be the same? No. The son will think, the father took me away from my play. I wanted to do something. I want to finish the castle, and my father didn't finish me. He is not good father. Right? He may think like that. So that's our position. We want to play. We want to do nonsense. And Krishna is just watching. And he's waiting for, Krishna, I am hungry. Please take me out of here. So that's what we have to do. Desire. So if you get blessing with the desire, that you want to get the blessing and you want to actually, get the blessing to work on, it will. But if you think, well, yeah, I'm getting so many blessings, no, I don't have to do anything. I can enjoy and just get more blessings, and then I'm perfect, I'm okay. Then, no, there is some concern there. Yeah? Okay. Hare Krishna. Okay, well, we'll end here. That's the time. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki? Shri Prabhupada ki? Jai Nitai Gaur Paramanande.